Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Matt and Aya getting us twitching in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and emailing and texting and all that.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, January 21st.
Wow. Time is a flipping. And thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Like, I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he was still looking for him. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for all your hard work.
Otaya Baji for three.
Baji's got the green light.
Yeah, Port Tucker gets the rebound for the Bulls. Long lead pass.
Oh, little divert.
It's Matas Buzelis, who has accepted an invitation to the dunk contest.
He's going to represent the Bulls at the dunk contest. A little surprising.
I don't know that I'm with that. We'll find out together.
Why not?
Does he have moves like that? Is his bag deep? Like,
he's explosive.
What can you see him doing in the dunk contest?
I think you're going to be surprised.
I hope I am.
He must have game.
I have low expectations.
That's Marshall Harris who's complaining about Matas Buzelis.
I'm not complaining. I'm just...
Sound like a complaint
Marshall
to me.
Marshall was with us this morning. Brandon, I don't know.
I didn't deserve it on that one.
And it's a Layla Tuesday. It's a Layla week.
Layla week.
I'm working all week.
And I believe Dan is somewhere around here. I hit
star-studded.
You guys got me?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
No.
Fix this.
Uh-oh.
Where are you?
Uh-oh, Dan.
We hear you.
Dan, where are you?
Where are you?
Hear me now? Can you hear me now, Dan? Dan, can you hear me now?
I think Ray Diaz is going
to assist him. We lost him. Could be trouble.
He's been unplugged.
This is going to be a tough segment.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Really tough.
Yo, y'all need to stop.
I'm already attached to the phrase star-studded.
Wait, what was the star? What was the context?
That was the headline. Star-studded coaching staff.
Oh, my goodness.
Stars. Studs.
Well, you know what? They got the star of this coaching search.
Indeed.
And that's the focus, regardless of who they
Dan, the supporting
are you,
staff.
Are you happy with the hire, Dan? Oh, it's great to get in.
That's right. That's great. You know, Brad Biggs just tweeted out that if they don't get Darren Rizzi as a special teams coordinator, as he told us at 7 o'clock, Mully, they might run it back with Richard Hightower.
That's fine.
As a special teams coordinator. What's the look on your face for?
Did those blocked field goals mean nothing to you?
The blocked field goal. How about the punt return?
How about get better
field
trickery?
How about get
a better core for? Get better players on special teams.
Yeah,
how about both?
That's it.
Why not both?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
So you're out on the return, Layla. I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. Your stance is no Hightower. You'd rather have Tim Hightower.
There's got to be a real conversation there as to why you just ran that whole plan back came to the block field goal.
Hightower, low ceiling.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Speaking of that, where does Mike McCarthy go now?
Well, I think he's got the
he's
highest
still
floor.
In town, right?
Remember that time Mike McCarthy was the Bears coach? Me neither. Yeah,
did you see that in New Orleans they are rescheduling their head coaching interviews because of the weather?
5 to 8 inches of snow today, right?
Yeah.
They shut and down the Houston airport for like days.
They'll have to wait till next week because it doesn't. I think it hit 60 degrees on Friday. It hit 60 degrees.
They got to wait for the snow to melt. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. 60 degrees will melt that stuff.
The concept of moving it around is not.
They don't have plows.
They don't
like
have that concept.
There are places in the country that have no shovels.
No, you should hear the horror on the pellet page.
Wait,
you should,
oh no, what
you,
happened?
You should absolutely hear the fear and loathing on the parent page right now for all the kids there.
Kill my audio, please.
It's just hysterically funny because of the percentage of Chicagoans who are just like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's because they're used to having tools to deal with
this. It's all good.
In New Orleans, they have to.
They canceled classes. Everything is remote, and there's all these security issues.
Are you serious?
That's what's going on.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, so you're just talking over people.
No, I couldn't. Everybody's talking over each other.
Oh, no. Only you. Marsha was making a very interesting point.
No, I was just saying, Dan, they don't have the tools to deal with the snow. That's all this comes down to. As someone who lived in the South for about half his life, they just don't have the tools to deal with the snow. That's all this is.
My mom was like, I'm stuck. This is a couple of years ago. She's like, I'm stuck at home. And I'm like, why? The snow stopped like days ago. And she's like, yeah, it hasn't melted. And I'm like, just move it. Like, you move it.
With what?
Yeah. Well, she has a big, like, sharp rake. It was ice. So you can just, like, break it up and then
Mike McCarthy's move it over. Spent a lot of time in Green Bay. My sense is that when they told him his interview was delayed because of the snow, he scoffed. But nonetheless, he's probably going to get a second interview down there. Is he the guy they're going to hire? I think it depends on what Aaron Glenn does.
It feels like Aaron Glenn's the next man up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It feels he's going to the
Jets. J-E-T-S Jets.
He's visiting them tomorrow.
Former Jet.
The report was they're not planning on letting him out of the building.
That was Dan's plan to kidnap Ben Johnson.
They're not going to hire him, but they're just not
letting him out. Because it sounds so illegal. Doesn't it? Like, we're going to not allow you to leave.
Yeah, that's kidnapping.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to abduct you and kidnap you and not let you leave.
Yes. We've gone from stalking to kidnapping.
Yeah. Very quickly.
All sorts of felonies. They don't have salt trucks in New Orleans.
Right.
Like, or Texas. They have sand, but they don't have salt.
I was in Mobile one time where it snowed, and it was just like that. No one knew what to do with it.
You just stop your life.
I saw him.
Dan is without a home right now.
No,
that's
he's
okay.
just wandering the hallways.
Pacing.
How are we going to handle the
We've got so much. We just, so every time for the last couple of weeks now, we've been leading the show with what we call SOS, State of the Coaching Search. Well, now we're going to bring it to an end.
It's over.
We're going to bring it to an end. There's guys that were requested to interview that never even got to interview because the Bears got their man. We're going to replay something Wani said about Caleb having to take a step back. We don't necessarily agree with that. We're going to take calls, lots of calls. We'll talk about the coaching staff and what we want to see
in sport,
as far as that supporting staff, and see if anybody can get nominated as a supporting actor or actress.
Stars.
The process that worked with Ryan Poles, plus Mike Martz on Johnson as a play caller and the view from the sidelines as opposed to the box. We will visit the meatball machine where we have all of your takes. Not too late to hit that meatball machine in the Odyssey apps. The presser expectations for this one, Anthony Heron joins us at 1 o'clock for a couple of segments. That's all coming up. We're excited. Layla, myself, and Dan when he gets in here.
Have a great show.
All right. Have a great one.